producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, the closest I get to a Starbucks is there's one that's like right next door to a Chipotle, and I'll go there occasionally. and I think I met somebody at a Starbucks once, and honestly, in the airports, right? When you're in the airports, if I'm catching a flight and I've got my tea with me, because I travel with my organic yerba mate and organic peppermint tea, and I'll go into a Starbucks there and I'll say, can I have a grande? What is the tall one? Because they have their funny ways of saying it, small, medium, and large.
Venti.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, venti. So I'll say, venti hot water, please. Now, sometimes they'll charge me for it. I don't mind. And sometimes they won't. And I don't know if it's a store policy or a company policy, but it's different at every store. But as far as ordering their coffee or their coffee drinks, come on, folks. They're GMO. There's high fructose corn syrup in it. I mean, you know, if you want to protest Starbucks over anything, that would be the thing to do. Now, as you might be able to tell this hour, Super Don's with me here. We're going to talk about this outrage about this, the Red Cup controversy, a little bit about the protests associated with a war on Christmas. Now, I might agree that there is a bias against Christians to some degree in the mainstream media, and in certainly in certain university settings where we've seen that happen, because, you know, the Christian sensibility offends certain other sensibilities, right? We talked about political correctness last hour a lot. But I just, when we talk about the particular company known as Starbucks changing their cup, and that's part of the war on Christmas, listen, if you don't get that that Christmas is not about buying stuff, even a cup of coffee, gifts, and pagan rituals like Christmas trees, I'm sorry. I'm going to be calling you out on it.
Oh,
this is not real.
You're going straight for the jugular right out of the
gate. No, I am, because if you really have, you know, strong Judeo-Christian principles, and you're complaining about Starbucks and their cup, and you're not complaining about the abomination that is genetic engineering, how that's an affront to creation itself, and preaching it in your whatever choir you're in, or a synagogue, a mosque, or a church, to say to your fellow parishioners, you know what? You've got this body, this temple, that is a gift, a sacred gift. Stop desecrating it with Starbucks GMO coffee. Not just that, but anything else in that regard. I guess you see my point is where I would take this. I think that to say that's a war on Christmas, no, that's a war on your version of a pagan ritual, as opposed to the real reason those who are hardcore and really believe would celebrate it a little different. And I'm not against people buying gifts. I'm not against people having fun and doing the other stuff. But if you think that's the real Christmas, then I think you need to go back and read the Bible. Now, have I offended anybody? Super Don, I'm sure I haven't offended you, but, I mean, that's just kind of what's bubbling up in me as I'm looking at this.
I'm very, very offended. No, I'm not offended at all. In fact, I think it's no surprise to anybody who's listened to the show for any period of time that you and I are both going to be in agreement on this particular topic. There's a couple of points, I think, that need to be made here.
Sure, okay? Go ahead. Yeah.
There's an old saying that if you look hard enough for something, you'll find it. Okay? And that's what we're seeing, in my opinion, here with these people, these militant people that are just insisting that, you know, I mean, listen, when you go into a store, and it isn't even Thanksgiving yet, and they're starting to play Christmas music and showing the Christmas decorations, you start to roll your eyes like, oh, geez, are you kidding me already? Well, this is what we're seeing with this stupid red cup thing already. We're already seeing people jumping out there and trying to incite a war against Christmas. And I'll agree with you. There are things, there are policies and things, you know, people have agendas in this country about Christianity where they want to try and, you know, whether they're making a big deal about somebody having what do they call those things with on their lawns, the nativity scenes?
Right,
you know,
yes.
Sure,
yeah.
Or you want to get rid of the, you know, the Bible reference here, you can't say this in school or whatever. I understand that. But this Christmas thing has completely jumped the shark this year. Now, to be fair,
yes.
The guy that started this whole thing is a nutball, okay? The guy is a crazy person that purposely goes out. He's very, very passionate about how he believes, about you know, Christianity and stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, if somebody farts wrong in the wind and it sounds like, you know, the fart sounded like somebody, you know, something having to do with Jesus, he's going to jump up and down, oh, my God, it's a war on the God, you know. This guy is...
So the guy is an instigator, is that what you're saying?
He is. He's a total instigator.
But the media loves this stuff, though, don't they? I mean, they foment this, as we talk about it.
It's the water skiing squirrel is what this is in the media, okay? That is what we're seeing here. Now, secondly, the second point that needs to be made here, and I feel very strongly about this, okay?
Okay.
The cup.
The cup.
Okay. Right. Listen, it had imagery on it at one time. Over the years, Starbucks has had various things. They've had snowflakes on the cup. They've had snowmen on the cup. Reindeer on the cup. Christmas trees on the cup, okay? If you're going to come to me as a Christian and tell me that there's a war on Christmas because there's not a reindeer on the cup.
A reindeer?
A reindeer.
What does that have to do with a snowflake?
A snowman.
And down under, there is no snowman in Christmas.
Yeah. No.
You're right.
No,
and look at the symbol on the Starbucks cup now. I mean, it's another pagan something.
Look, it's a red and green cup. Those are Christmas colors. Does it have to have these other symbols? And as you pointed out, I mean, for example, the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree is an extension of the Yule log. The Yule log is something that comes from paganism. Okay? It has nothing. In fact, pagans, according to some Christians, are evil. They're all going to burn in hell because they're pagans, right? So, you know, this imagery, this stuff that you're clinging to, saying that this is what Christmas is, and if you take this away, it's a war on Christmas. The war on Christmas started a long time ago when companies like Hallmark got involved in Christmas.
Yeah.
They're the ones that stole Christmas, you know? So don't make this big deal about some stupid cup, you know, that it doesn't have... You know, because listen, you guys are getting played. All of you Christians, you guys are getting played by this one nutball who decided to make a big deal out of it. And because you guys are so eager to try and find somebody that's at war with Christmas, you'll jump onto anything and make it a conspiracy. And listen, you go after the people that are really causing the problems here. You know, don't go after Starbucks because Cuckoo Head in there got on a YouTube and made a video claiming that Starbucks is doing a war on Christmas. You guys are fighting a battle that is completely fabricated while the war is going on in your own backyard.
Well, and you know, even the war in the Middle East where, you know, Christians are being slaughtered. And you know, the policy, I hesitate to go further into that, but just if we keep it semi-superficial on the Starbucks thing, Donna has written in on the Facebook page and tells me, please don't buy into the New World Order propaganda that if you care about the cup, you must not care about other issues. Well, I'd never said that. That's not what I said. That's another straw man.
This is what I'm talking about.
Right.
Starbucks serves coffee.
Yeah.
They have a cup that they put the coffee in. This year, it's red and green, and it doesn't have, you know, reindeer on it. that has nothing to do with the New World Order. It has nothing to do with the war on Christmas. Has nothing to do with aliens. Has nothing to do with Bigfoot. Has nothing to do with Agenda 21. It's just a cop. It's
oh, come on. Oh, come on. Well, Donna continues. She says it's what the Christmas-less cup represents that concerns people, not the cup itself. And I guarantee many of us who also care deeply about the vaccine issue and more, I'm not a churchgoer or any sort of fanatic, but the bottom line is that either by belief or practice, the majority of Americans are Christian, and yet we are constantly being asked to change our ways and kowtow to a small handful of atheists and Muslims. I'm not boycotting Starbucks for the lack of decor on the cup, but because they're spineless and they caved. Their cup doesn't offend or diminish me.
Hold on.
So this is Donna right now. What?
Mm-hmm. I will tell you right now, if you walk into a Starbucks, guess what else you're going to find inside that store? Christmas cards, Christmas coffee, Christmas decorations,
eggnog flavored
this. They have a Christmas blend of freaking coffee, guys. Okay? Yeah. All they did was change something on the cup. But again, you know, look, Starbucks is a company. If they, I mean, where are the Hanukkah cups? Where
yes,
are the Kwanzaa
exactly.
cups?
We're getting,
where,
some good,
you know, where
we're getting some good play on this, Super Don. Barbara responded to Donna. She begs to differ on the whole everybody's a Christian thing, but she agrees with the question surrounding the importance of a red Starbucks cup when there are well, no, she's more worried about the important issues like I mentioned, the uproar about GMOs. You know, the fact that they use GMO-laced products is a bigger issue, really. If you want to desecrate the temple, you just feed your kid GMOs. You drink and eat GMOs. She says, Barbara says, if you want to get down to religious concerns, I would think Christians would find it more disturbing that it appears to be okay to poison an image of God with GMOs. But yet all you hear about
okay,
is a red cup.
Look, and I, you know, everybody can draw their parallels and their analogies as far as what it is that they feel very strongly about. I'm sure the fact that it's in probably a paper cup
that kills trees. It's bisphenol A.
Well, that's right. It's BPA. It's plastic.
See, that's the thing
it's
is,
poison.
My point here, Super Don, is that if you put a picture of Jesus on the cup, that should offend Christians because Jesus would not support genetically engineered ingredients. Right? The question of what would Jesus do? Remember,
it's
Jesus.
Just a cup.
And Jesus was a Jew. Remember that. I know that's just a fact. Come on, what are we going to say about that?
It's just a cop.
Let's do question of the day next, because we probably offended everybody in the audience somehow already. But that's what it's about. It's Offend Everybody Day. We started that way, especially the college kids.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Boy, we really got some offensive stuff happening today, don't we, Super Don? You know what's not offensive? I got a cool hometown healer coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about him overcoming some serious infections. You know, a lot of times we talk about carnivore and cancer. This one's a really cool immune modulation story. And we've got some rock and roll to discuss along the way. That's what I like. This guy's a really cool story. And he's from your neck of the woods up there in southern Oregon coming up. So stand by for that.
Nice.
You have not let go of this Red Cup thing. Do you have any last thing? Because I know if you don't get your last words in, you're going to be bonkers all night. And I want to make sure you're calm because you've got enough stress going on.
Well, I'm sorry. I did get a little carried away there. It's just a cup.
Yes.
But, look, I just, guys... Yeah,
come on.
It's hard to even put words together on this. I'm so flabbergasted. But listen, the bottom line is it's just a cup. Listen, if this dork hadn't put this video together, nobody would have cared about the cup. Nobody would have noticed that it was just a red cup. Okay.
Yeah. But your homework assignment, Super Don. When is a cup not just a cup? That's what I want to learn from you. But that we'll do that another time. When is a cup just another cup?
All right. I will ramble on for the rest of the hour if I don't shut up.
I know. Let's go to the listeners.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we do have a question of the day coming in. Who asked this question? Sometimes the names don't come through. Hey, Robert, there have been several times you said on the show recently that a certain article will be in the show notes, but the link is not there. I can't seem to find the article you mentioned about the MMR false flag. Would you please post it so I can read it? Thanks. Do we know who submitted that question, Super Don? Did I just overlook that? I like to know who submits
that. That was. Hold on. It was.
No, it's just actually somebody named Wondering.
Wondering.
They didn't put their own name in. Wondering.
Now, most of the times we're good about this because op-ed, we send the links through and he ends up hyperlinking these articles. And you can see they're hyperlinked, so you just click on the text, it's hot linked, and it'll take you to the article. In regarding the MMR false flag issue, we projected this. I don't know that there's actually an article, although what I would encourage you to do is connect with my friend Jeffrey Ofterheide. He has the website vactruth.com because he's been following this as well. And we're speculating now. There's rumor that they're going, because, come on, let's get real here on the Disneyland measles thing. That was a complete setup. That was a complete bogus setup to maximize the impact and promote the agenda that would be SB 277. They needed something desperate to do that, to just whip up a frenzy beyond Starbucks Red Cup, to run roughshod over parental rights and authority to say no to vaccines, even one of them. And so what we're projecting here, and we want you to be prepared for, is that there likely is, within the next few months, maybe even over the winter time here, the next false flag event. Will it happen at Disney World in Orlando or Universal? I'm thinking Universal because, you know, that makes sense to have the Universal Harry Potter, polio outbreak. And I speculate that it could happen based on all of the teenage girls and preteen girls that are getting HPV vaccines, Gardasil, and the amount of Guillain-Barré that's coming from it. And Guillain-Barré is another name for a form of milder paralysis. They just renamed polio. Polio was never polio. Polio was about a toxic assault on the nervous system, an overwhelming toxicological burden on the nerves that corrupted them. Go back in history, whether it's DDT or other things. And the very polio vaccine, Salk said, was actually causing polio. He admitted that. And so the idea that polio is on its way back, it never left us. There are always toxicological burdens that can send the body's nervous system into a state of temporary or even permanent paralysis. And even with polio, less than 0.5%, I think it was a fraction of even 0.5% of the people that supposedly contracted polio ever ended up in an iron lung. Now, it's too bad for them. I'm not happy about it for anybody. But the fact is, most people, if they contracted something called polio, they barely knew it. They hardly had a sniffle. But that's never discussed, that polio causes paralysis in everybody except 99.95% of the people who connect with it. But because people don't know that, they are going to be duped, and they are going to freak out, and they're going to be yelling for mandatory vaccines with no exemption. And that is the point of this.
You know, you want my prediction?
Yeah, go ahead.
Keep your eye out for meningitis.
Meningitis might be the scare, yeah. And it's related. Very scary. They need the scariest thing possible. Polio/meningitis. Good call on that. We come back. Carnivora, hometown healer, overcoming infection by immune modulation. It's an amazing story. Stick with us. The links are up at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing, though, I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, every once in a while, we get in touch with a hometown healer. That is, someone who has been through, let's say, obstacles, maybe incredible odds to overcome an ailment or an illness and decided, hey, I need to go more natural. I need to go more botanical, herbal, rather than drugs only or drugs at all. And I've got a guy here on the line, Randy Voris, and he's in the, sound and concerts and things. An interesting backstory here, about 67. And Randy, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you.
Now, you have overcome some obstacles, and this is different because a lot of times we'll do stories with people who have overcome cancer. And I'm not to say that I would wish that on anybody, but yours is also interesting because you've had to overcome some serious health obstacles related to maybe overwhelming infection and what you had to do to deal with that. But before we get to that story, since I learned you do some like concerts and events and things up in Oregon, you must have some really cool stories in the musical world.
Yes, I definitely have some interesting stories. It's a lot of fun. I love my job, and I meet all kinds of different people. Some of them are a lot more fun than others. I remember spending time with the Smothers Brothers in the green room, and I was laughing so hard I could barely breathe.
Oh, man.
They were just genuinely funny people. Mm-hmm. And then Al Di Meola is a character. The guy can play guitar like nobody's business, but he is a real character. He's just a human being.
Oh, yeah.
His whole band was amazing.
One of the top guitarists of all times, Al Di Meola. Of course, I'm a big Steve Morse fan, and we definitely appreciate good guitar playing here. I once got backstage when I was 16 years old and got a kiss from Pat Benatar on my 16th birthday. That was one of my memories from
college.
Yeah, yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, I've never worked with Pat, but I know her music well.
And one of the most friendly guys in music that I connected with backstage, and this time we snuck backstage, I didn't have a pass, was Jimmy Buffett. And the security guards were going to throw us out, and he's looking at us like, no, let him in, let him in. What a great guy.
Yeah, he is, definitely. I mean, he is legit. He's genuine. What you see on stage is who he is.
Yeah, so that's great. I just, like I said, I have great memories. I never did it to the extent that you did. We did, like, volunteer ushering in Atlanta in the 70s and early 80s at the Omni. We saw a lot of acts and got to meet some of them. And just good memories with music. And now my son, who's 15, is, you know, he's been raised on 70s and 80s rock, even though he's of a generation that I guess is sort of millennial.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But
the 70s and 80s rock has not gone away. It's still out there.
No, it definitely is. And you know what I'd like to see, you know, full on a comeback is like, let's talk about 1870s and 1770s and 16. We're talking about the medicine of history that has been written out of history. Herbs, plants. If you read the Bible, they mention those plants that are good for you. You know, we can use them for healing. You, and we talked about this off the air, Randy, you had a serious infection associated with a tooth that created maybe a blood poisoning sepsis or an endocarditis, the attack on the heart.
Yes.
So you had the tooth extraction, but it was so severe they had you hospitalized for how long?
I was in the hospital for 3 days. Prompted it, I couldn't eat anything. I didn't eat or sleep for 25 days, if you can imagine that.
Wow.
I was living on juice, and I'd lay in bed. I could not go to sleep, and I'd take a bite of food, and I feel like I had to throw up. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever been through.
So you were
and
on
after
massive antibiotics after, for that, I'm sure.
Well, 25 days, and I finally, I'd been seeing a Chinese herbalist, and he had tried all kinds of stuff, and nothing was working, and he finally said, go to your doctor and get a blood test.
Right.
So I went to my physician, and he sent me to the hospital. I got a blood test at 7 o'clock in the morning. He called me the next day and said, check yourself into Rogue Valley Medical Center. You have a very serious illness. So that's how that came about, and 3 days there, and then 6 weeks of outpatient antibiotic infusion. They put this thing through your arm, and it goes right down into your heart, and it's a little valve that sticks out. And so I had a pump, and I had to put these little bags in the pump, and you know, hook myself up. And
wow.
Lay there for 20 minutes every day while this antibiotic was pumped directly into my heart.
So
that for 6 weeks.
So this was a vicious life and death scenario. Of course, they load you with antibiotics to save your life. Like I said, I don't criticize them for the efforts to save your life. Now, the question is, do you know, the rebuilding from that, the devastation of the antibiotics, the probiotics, and other things that you have to do, it kind of sets the stage for maybe future recurrence, although you probably didn't have that in mind when what happened some 4 years later, recently, earlier this year, with a massive, let's say, a flooding of the lungs. How would you describe what happened to you?
Well, as I told you, I was bragging to my sister about how healthy I'd been since the endocarditis. And the very next day, I started noticing congestion in my lungs. And over the course of about a week, it got to the point where I could barely talk. It was like I was gargling. I had so much fluid coming out of me, and I would cough. Not like a hacking cough, but just coughing stuff up out of my lungs constantly. It was bizarre. And that went on for a couple of weeks, and I finally came down with a fever, went to the doctor, had a course of oral antibiotic, knocked the fever down, but it didn't stop the congestion in my chest. And that went from March into May, and that's when I said, okay, I'm going to try carnivore. I'd heard about it on the radio, and I ordered it and went through the program. You build up the dose a little bit at a time. And over the course of 3 or 4 weeks, it was really making a difference. And after 2 months, completely eliminated the congestion in my lungs.
All right. So what you did was, again, a building protocol. You probably started like with a capsule, one capsule three times a day, then build up to two capsules three times a day. Did you go higher than that? What was the level that you peaked out at to really get you out of crisis?
Four, three times a day.
Four, three times a day. Was that more than was suggested, or was that you going, I'm Superman, I need more?
No, I think, if I remember correctly, you can go up to five or even six mm-hmm. per day. And then it says if you get to that point and it's not working, then there was another product that they wanted you to get into.
Yeah, oftentimes when you're dealing with more, Randy, more severe, let's say chronic debilitating situations like cancer, now they can't make these claims. I don't sell any product, and I know you don't. You're just sharing your story. But we also talk about the support for the lymphatic drainage canal, the drainage system of the body, and I wondered if it was that severe. But it seems like if you were on this for a month and then saw, well, within 3 to 4 weeks, some significant shifts, continued for another month at that four capsules three times a day. Now, did you plateau and then you started tapering back down? What has happened since then?
Yes, absolutely. At this point, I'm taking the maintenance. I take one capsule twice a day, and I'm constantly around sick people. Touring musicians are notoriously ill. It's a stressful life. They don't get a whole lot of sleep. And if they're all living in a bus together, and so one guy gets a cold, everybody comes down with the flu, right? So, and these guys come in, and I'm working with them for 12, 14 hours during a day, so I'm exposed to it all the time. And since I've been taking Carnivora this year, I know I've come in contact with several people that were pretty darn sick, and I haven't come down with it. So that has been great because I normally, I've been doing this for over 40 years. And a lot of times when I know that I'm going to get sick when I'm around these people, I wash my hands and do all that stuff. It doesn't
right.
help.
So now at this point, you've seen its action as an immune modulator to enhance the function of your system so that you're not susceptible for recurrence or something new coming along when you're knocked down. If you're working late hours, of course, it's not always the best environment to be in the music industry and do concerts like that. And a lot of times you're up in the, way late. You don't get a lot of sleep. So these are considerations. So, if you find yourself in an immune modulation necessity, I think this is another strong bit of evidence in my mind in hearing your story that you don't have to wait for severe illnesses to modulate your immune system. You can utilize this on a maintenance basis.
Exactly. And it hasn't been a full year yet. It'll be a year here in a couple months. That's not true because I didn't start till May. So I've only been taking it, I guess, about 6 or 7 months. But I really notice that I just don't seem to be as susceptible to what I'm come in contact with.
Right, right. Well, and you can sense that, but the reality is, as well, you're encountering these folks that you see, you witness their illnesses and ailments. They're probably taking decongestants or other medicines. Hopefully some of these musicians are more holistically oriented. I don't know. Maybe they know about silver hydrosol, other things. But the reality is the exposure is going to be there. The question is, will your immune system be strong enough to withstand the assault?
Exactly. Exactly. And I can give you one story. A band came through one of the theaters I work several months ago, and the security crew tend to be loaders. And so they were working closely with, and the whole security crew the next time I went up for a show were sick, and I wasn't.
Okay.
And I told them about carnivore. I said, you might try this stuff.
Cool. Excellent. Well, I don't know how many of them took you up on that offer, but hopefully they would. By the way, you can get information. You can get the Carnivora. We have it linked up in the show notes, as we do every day, carnivora.com, carnivora.com. And, of course, for those of you who need extra assistance with the lymphatic system, they have a lymph drainage formula, which is excellent as well. You can decide or contact them. They'll give you the info whether you want to do the liquid extract drops or whether you want to do the capsules. So I've done both, and they work wonderfully. And, Randy, you're another living example of what it's like to utilize, I would say, the gift of creation, that is a plant, and how it can help to modulate and strengthen your system so you don't have to resort permanently to drug therapy, which can actually do you in over the long run.
I think I've watched several family members die of cancer, and I think that the treatment was worse than the disease.
You said it. I mean, that is something our listeners here absolutely know. And, you know, we've done the Truth About Cancer series online, The Quest for the Cures, and a global quest with my buddy Ty Bollinger. He's voiced a lot of those ads over the years for Carnivora. He hasn't taken a penny from them over that, but it's just because we know, we believe, we have utilized it. And Randy Voris, I appreciate you, Hometown Healer, for sharing your story of healing and immune maintenance with Carnivora, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being on the show.
All right.
Let other people know that it actually works. It's good stuff.
Randy is telling the truth. The power to heal is yours. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Clavella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore, don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want less big e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, thanks a lot to Randy Voris. That was a great, cool interview. And the guy, he's like interacting with the rock and roll legends, some of them anyway. Just love it. And, of course, the Carnivora. Those of you who haven't been to Carnivora.com, this is the stuff. And you can call them toll-free, 866-836-8735, 866-836-8735. Now, a couple of stories I want to wrap up with, Super Don. If you got your ears on, you with me?
I do.
You do. Okay. All right. Let's see. There's a cancer story. There's an exercise flu shot story. Let's do the exercise flu shot story. Okay? Here's the headline. Regular exercise may aid flu vaccine in older man. Now, it's just one guy. This is funny because it doesn't say older man. Just in one older guy. This is like everybody else, you're screwed. But if you look further into this claim, regular exercise may aid flu vaccine in older man. I don't know if they screwed up on the headline, but couldn't the conclusion be, in fact, you know what? I'm going to sit back and let Dr. Superdon figure out the conclusion here. Because what they're claiming is if you exercise, the flu shot will work better for you to prevent the flu. All right, stepping back now, Superdon, take over, doctor.
Well, okay, let's take a look real quick here at the study itself. It says men who were consistently active for up to two decades or longer had significantly greater seroprotection or antibody levels capable of fighting an influenza vaccine.
Now, infection, actually. But yeah, I like the idea of fighting the
vaccine. I'm sorry.
You're right. Infection. Fighting the vaccine is good.
Anyway, the benefits of the activity were similar for moderately active men, or more intensive exercises, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so this is what's interesting here. Did they do a study of men who were consistently active for up to two decades who didn't get a flu vaccine as a control group?
I don't see it here. Yeah.
So we're just going to assume then that the men that exercised, that they got a flu shot, and because they got the flu shot and exercise, they didn't get the flu.
See, that's it right there, isn't it? They have done what all vaccine science does. They don't do control groups. They don't do, do you hear me? They don't do control groups. There is no peer-reviewed publication that has a double-blind placebo-controlled study. There is no control, placebo-controlled group, and they're claiming that, hey, man, if you exercise, the flu shot's going to work better for you. How about what Super Don said? If you exercise, your immune system's stronger, which they acknowledge, and you don't need the stupid flu shot that doesn't work anyway.
Someday, maybe they'll get their act.
PhD in radiology. No, radiology, I shall say. Not radioactive stuff, Super Don. You got the radio going on. All right. Final story here.
Now, this one's good.
Yeah.
This one here, I don't know. This is kind of, I guess it's a test in what? I guess psychology of some sort here, maybe?
Yeah, you know, it's words and they have meanings. They cause reactions, right? So, you know, what words do you use? And, of course, it's not like they don't know that when they try to incite panic or maybe incite calm relaxation, for instance. So the headline reads, women panic less when abnormal breast cells are not called cancer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what do they call them then?
We'll call them abnormal, like in Young Frankenstein.
Well, that'd still be kind of weird. Maybe they call them something like marshmallows.
Yeah, or
right?
Or fluffy goo goo dolls.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, anything that would bring you just a calm sense of relaxation, that's what we'll call it. Now, I don't mind them not calling it cancer because a lot of times they said the baggage of the word cancer means that they're freaking out. They think they're going to have to lop off their boobies or get radiation and chemo. And we know even if it is called cancer and even if it is cancer, we know how to reverse it, much less prevent it. Unlike the high-tech Google X bra we talked about yesterday with Ty Bollinger that has nanoparticles of tamoxifen built into the seams. I mean, that's insane. But they're talking about pre-invasive malignancies of the breast known as ductal carcinoma in situ. I don't know how they pronounce it. I have my own way about it. Often detected by mammograms, by the way, treated with mastectomy or with lumpectomy paired with radiation, even if it isn't actually cancer. Pre-invasive stuff. And we, of course, would what? Increase selenium, increase the chromium, increase the silica, the strength and connective tissue, and, of course, iodine, like Dr. Dave Brownstein talks about, the vaginally in this case. And we can reverse it. We can reverse it. So the panic over the word cancer, hopefully it's being reduced over time here, but we're out of time, so we won't be able to go further into it at this point. But thank you to everybody for listening. And so with that, we're going to calmly exit VU, because they say entree VU when we begin. Exit VU. And we'll be back tomorrow with the Healing Revolution and more. Thanks for being with us. Go to robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites.
lights and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.